The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This climbing pea family vine hails from Asia, but there are species native to the U.S. as well. It grows rampantly, engulfing pergolas, arbors, fences, walls, and cars. It's the wisteria vine. Wisteria vines are impressive. I remember seeing a Chinese wisteria loaded with fragrant purple flowers engulfing a telephone pole in Philadelphia one April. The smell was intoxicating. While we mostly know of the Japanese and Chinese varieties of wisteria, like the one I saw in Philly, the best species to grow in the north is the Kentucky wisteria, or Wisteria macrostachya. It's the hardiest wisteria, able to withstand our tough winters and still bloom in spring. Plus, it's not as aggressive, so it's easier to keep in bounds. We're growing Blue Moon and Aunt D. They produce fragrant purple flowers, but the vine stays a tame 15 to 20 feet tall. Wisteria loves the sun and well-drained fertile soil. The key with growing this vine is having a strong structure for support. Our vines shade a large pergola over our deck. A sturdy arbor, fence, or wall works well, too. Just trellis the vines at least 6 inches away from siding or a wall. The second key is pruning. If not pruned twice a year, wisteria can get out of control and not flower well. Train first-year vines up a pole or support until they reach the desired height. Then top them and let them grow into framework branches. Each summer, allow 1 liter to grow from each framework branch and cut back any side shoots. In winter, cut back these leaders by a half. Then cut back any side shoots from the previous summer back to 2 inches long. The framework branches will slowly spread over an area, and the side shoots will turn into short flowering spurs. And now for this week's tip. Cut back overwintering geraniums growing in a sunny window so they don't get too leggy. This will create a stockier plant that will be in full flower by May. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about groundnuts. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.